How's it going, everybody? Welcome back again to the podcast. I say that every time. I said it different this time. I'm going to do a part four on building emotional strength, and I'm going to teach you one last thing about it, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on because you can preach and preach and preach and preach and preach, and people either care or they don't, you know. So I'm going to do it and move forward. For part four, I'm going to tell you one thing that it's okay for you to do. It's okay for you to do this. And I'm going to tell you the emotional thing that gets in the way of you doing it. I'm going to tell you why you don't do this, or maybe why you don't do this. It is completely, totally okay for you to expect better than you're expecting from your life. And what I mean by that is, it's totally fine for you to wake up and fully, completely expect from the world around you that you're going to have a great day. Some people say that that's entitlement. You're entitled. You are entitled. It is a sense of entitlement. It's you know, when you walk out that door, that life is going to deliver you good things. Great things are going to happen to you today. When I go outside, it's going to be awesome. You go walking down the street, you see somebody walking the opposite direction, they're coming towards you. You expect fully that when you interact with that person, it's going to make your day even better. They're going to lift you up and make your day that much more outstanding. It's totally okay for you to be that way. Now, let me tell you what I think gets in the way for a lot of people. It's just what I see. And I could be wrong or I could be right. Who knows? I think that what some people do is they've got some emotional tie to something. It comes down to being judgmental is really what it does. But either way, it's an emotional thing. And maybe they see someone coming their way and they see a Trump 2024 shirt. And they stop expecting good things. Now, up to that point, there's been no indication that anything bad's going to happen. You saw somebody with a Biden shirt on, and emotionally, you've associated something with that. And now your expectations have dropped. You no longer expect that this is going to be good. But there's no reason to feel that way. Maybe that person's coming your way and they're like, you know, I love your boots or whatever. And they're fully expecting from you that when they talk to you, they're going to find out where to get some awesome boots just like yours. You should be walking up to them thinking the same thing. When I meet this person, when we talk, they're going to smile. Everybody's going to be happy. I might make a new friend. Who knows? I have very high expectations of this situation. When you go into it like that, isn't it a much more positive experience than when you go into it with very low expectations? You think, this person's going to ruin my day. How do you approach that person thinking about that? How do you approach anything thinking like that? How do you approach going to work if you're like, today's going to be another horrible fucking day at work? You set yourself up for failure before you even start, you know? So it seems like entitlement may be kind of a harsh way to put it, but it kind of is entitled. You know, it's this sense of entitlement. Like, I know I'm going to have a good day. And some people will say, well, that's not entitlement. Entitlement, and then they'll tell you some hardcore, and you're like, ah, the superpower of understanding. That's what you've been putting up with. That's the reason you were thinking like that. You met that person, and they did something way out there, and it's left this kind of blemish on the reputation. You've now made an association that's disempowering. You know, you have negative expectations. You think something's going to blow up in your face because of them, because one person screwed everything up. You've probably heard the stereotype stuff before. Your past does not equal your future or your present or whatever, you know. And that's the truth. And sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us, and we see some things. We're turned off before we even get started at anything. You know, you've had three relationships in your life. They've all been a disaster. So, you know, to hell with all women, number four is going to be a disaster too. You don't have good expectations. You have low expectations. Now, some people tell you that it's good to have low expectations because you're not going to be disappointed quite as much. But, I mean, if you think the whole world's just going to take a big dump on your head every time you do anything, if you think everything's just going to fail, you're probably never going to make it very far in life. You know, you can't have no self-esteem, no confidence. You can't just be doom and gloom, you know, like these fucking reporters are. I mean, you have to expect a good day. You have to expect your job to be a great job. You have to expect these wonderful opportunities to come to you, or they won't. I mean, that's a fact. I think far too often we jump to conclusions with things. One little tiny tick, just a little bit of information, and, you know, it's not enough. We don't have all the information. And then we have 1% of the story, and we go ahead and make up the other 99. And we jump to conclusions, and we make emotional decisions, and things end up hurting a lot worse than they should have. You know, like, it could have been a lot easier, man. Would you remember me talking about that? You don't have the information yet. You have no confirmation about anything. You heard something, and you know a little bit of the story, and instead of sitting back, I need more information, I need to make a rock solid decision, the emotions take over, we react, and we end up most of the time making the wrong decision. It's okay for you to expect things to go well. It's okay for you to say, when you walk out the door, I expect today to be a good day. And not like you're demanding from other people that you have a good day. Not that attitude at all. It's just you expect a good day. Today will be a good day. You believe today's going to be a good day. You're not dreading your life. You're not dreading tomorrow at work. You're not dreading Monday. You go to bed Sunday night excited about Monday because it's going to be the best Monday ever. You expect it. You should expect good things to happen to you. It's in the Bible that good things are going to happen to you. People even say, what's the golden rule? Treat others the way you want to be treated. So everybody's out here treating each other good. But if you've got low expectations, you walk up to somebody thinking they're going to be awful to you, you're probably not communicating in a way where you're expecting anything good. And now they're not expecting anything good from you. And sure enough, bang, you have a negative experience. The situation didn't have any more meaning than you gave it. So what? They're wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Maybe they want to make America great. So what? They're wearing a Biden shirt. Who cares? What's the difference between wearing any shirt and any other shirt? What's the difference between a MAGA hat, a Biden hat, or a fucking AC/DC hat? What's the difference? It's the emotions that you've connected to them. That's it. It's not rational for you to see a t-shirt and immediately you're in this unresourceful, aggressive, negative state of mind. That's not rational. That's purely emotionally driven. That's all that is. And it's great to be passionate about what you believe in. But think about that. Are you really strong if you can see a hat and all of a sudden your whole days went down the tube, you're mad, you're outraged? Is that strength or is that weakness? So part four, our last, I think it's part four. Shit, I should look before I say that. I think it's part four. Part four is about having high expectations from the world around you. There's entitlement thinking if you walk outside and go knock on your neighbor's door and stick your hand out, they owe you a living. They should give you what they have. That's fucked up in the head, okay? Then there's if I go outside and the neighbor's outside and we end up having a conversation, I fully expect that we're going to have a pleasant experience. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You should expect that. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, you could be closer together. You could end up being best friends. Who knows what will happen? You should have high expectations. If I go to this job interview, it's going to be cool as shit. I'm not going to be sitting there sweating. They're judging me. There's one way to look at it. Or I'm going to go in here and, man, I've got this opportunity and I don't want to blow it. And I just know that I'm going to be so glad I did this. I have very high expectations. Some people want to say, oh, well, you mean be more positive. Whatever makes you get it. I don't give a shit how you understand it. As long as you understand what I'm saying. I couldn't possibly care any less how you boil it down and make it make sense. Whatever you relate it to, where you, you know, so you mean kind of like playing marbles. I've done episodes on that. However you need to get it is fine with me, as long as you understand what I mean. Sometimes, again, I'll repeat it, sometimes our emotions are associated with certain things, and all we need to see is a shirt, a hat, certain kind of car, you know, the blue-haired girl got Skittles hair, you know, looks crazy or whatever. Oh, there's one of them blue-haired girls that's offended by the Pledge of Allegiance. Dude, that girl could be as sweet as fucking sugar. You're not even giving her a chance. Come on. You saw one goofy bitch on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Go say hi to her. Maybe she's just fucking weird, man. Maybe she's a big weirdo. Maybe she was going to a damn costume party or something, and you're just judging her as hard as you can. Who knows what'll happen, man? You should expect good things. Maybe it's all in good fun. Maybe she's just an outgoing person. You know, years ago, people judged Marilyn Manson, the Antichrist superstar. Nobody knew him. Nobody knew anything of him, and they just assumed the worst because they were shocked by things they saw. Today, you hear people talk, they talk about Brian, because that's his real name. They talk about Marilyn like he's just, you know, a gentle, kind person, and he's a legend. And you know what I'm saying? And there's some people that don't, of course. But why? Because they attach their emotions to something, whether it was music, imagery of some kind. And, yeah, fuck, man, they could have ended up thinking, you know, he was really nice. He dresses funny. He paints his face weird, but he's a really nice guy. Yeah, I don't really like his music, but he seems like a cool person. He's into some weird stuff, you know. It's easy to be judgmental. It's easy to have low expectations. And I want you to know that it's okay to have high expectations. It's okay to walk up to somebody, and even though you're looking at them, and maybe they look a little funny, it's okay to think, you know, I bet they're going to say something awesome. I'm going to have a better day. Or maybe they're crazier than hell, and they're going to say something crazier than hell, and you're going to be laughing about it for days to come. Well, they kind of brightened your day a little bit, didn't they? Somebody going to say some wild shit to you, and you're kind of snickered like, man, that motherfucker's crazier than hell. Like, that ruins your day. No, it doesn't. You can find goodness, happy. I don't know. I don't want it to sound all Pollyanna and fucking this flowery estrogenic shit. I'm not good at that. But I mean, I am a positive guy. I'm definitely an optimistic person, contrary to what some people may say, because they can't handle the intensity that I tend to have, I guess. But it's okay to just see the good in stuff. To expect there to be some good. Maybe you don't understand it, but you just expect there to be some good in there. You just know there's going to be. You expect there's going to be. you'll find that when you control your emotions on this level too, it's not really about seeing the brighter side of things. It's a poor way to say it, because that's being all positive thinking. That's living your life in fucking denial. You know what I mean? You got to call it what it is if it sucks. But some people suck. Some people fucking suck. But hey, some people suck. So you appreciate the people who don't suck that much more. Your life's a little bit brighter because now you've got this filter. You can find more people with less mishaps, more good people. There's always a better way, you know. There's always a way to exercise your high expectations. It's okay to do that. It's okay to not train yourself to expect horrible. Oh, here comes somebody. They're wearing that t-shirt of that crazy, filthy band. Fuck, dude. Maybe it was just a shirt. It was laying there. It's their brother's, and they threw it on. They don't even know who the hell that band is. Maybe they're going to say something really nice. You'll find when you walk out the front door and go about your day like this. This is something I've seen personally, and it genuinely bothers me. Like, people say, oh, you let things get to you. I don't let things get to me, but this is something that does get to me. I walk up to people, and I expect them to be nice. And I walk up, and you can tell they're awkward, and they're looking away, and they're looking down, and they don't want to make eye. And you can tell they're uncomfortable. And I'm like, how's it going, man? Good morning. And they're shocked. Oh, good morning. How are you today? Doing good. I found out I've got erectile dysfunction, but I'm dealing with it. I'm just kidding. I don't fucking say that. I was just saying some crazy shit. But, you know, it's just they're shocked. They can't believe, like, oh, you were nice. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I was fucking nice. What did you think I was going to do? What image did you have in your head? And then I get to thinking, I'm like, long hair, piercings. They kind of judged me a little bit. Does that make me mad? No. I just proved every bit of that shit wrong, didn't I? I don't care. You met a crazy motherfucker with earrings, dude. That don't mean nothing. It only means whatever you think it means, if that makes any sense. You give it meaning. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. But if that was a bad experience, and then you see it again, fuck, here we go. Right? That doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it true. It's just negative expectation. It's okay to walk through life expecting good things to happen to you. Whether it's a good interaction with another person, a good day at work, a good day with your wife or husband. It's okay to expect if you go on that date with whoever you met that it's going to go well. There's no reason to just worry and panic. Man, I hope this works out. Get all depressed. Because what you're doing is you're taking past history and you're taking that emotion. You're married to that shit. You haven't let it go. And you're assigning that to this one. And you're walking into it already in the negative, already down below. You're in the red. And for to break even and be neutral, there's got to be all this good happen just so you can feel zero. Now we can get started. You should go into it with high expectations in the first place. And go into it neutral. Go into it at break even. I'm using financial terms. Go into it at break even. And push it up in the green where it's growing and getting better. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having high expectations. And don't confuse it with full-blown entitlement. Like, you haven't done anything. You're sitting on the couch and you think you're going to be a billionaire one day. That's living in a fantasy world. Okay, that's denial. That's positive thinking. It's okay to think, if I go to the gym and I commit, I'm going to do this, I expect I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. I believe I'm going to do it. You have high expectations. You're more likely to be successful when you do that. And that's not being emotional. It's being rational. You should expect it. So I'll stop rambling about it. I know I've repeated a lot of things several times. I was a teacher for a lot of years, so it's something I do. Sorry. I'm sure you get it. But build on that strength. Don't let your emotions drag everything down. It's going to be easy in life. You know, I've been harsh about it. I've been soft about it. But it's the truth. You know, 15 years from now, we're going to have face mask COVID people that just will not let it go, man. And those people you're going to see every time somebody sneezes, lockdowns. And they're just, it makes life miserable. It makes life miserable when you never expect good to happen. It's always bad. You've got to get your emotions under control on that level too. Not just about getting mad or offended or overreacting, you know. You really want to make sure that it's not affecting your expectations. It's okay to expect good. You should. That rhymed and I didn't mean for it to. But, oh well. As long as you're paying attention, it'll be okay. If it helped that, then it was a good thing, wasn't it? High expectations, right? Most people would be editing that shit out. And that stutter I just did. I'm not. I'm going to leave it in there. Maybe it made you learn something. Who the fuck knows? But I'm going to pop off of here. I've got some more work to do. I did this one in the middle of the day. It's rare. I normally do it about, well, this time, but in the morning. Usually it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I do this, not in the afternoon. But you all have the best day ever. I expect you to have the best day ever, and you should expect it too. Enjoy. I hope that my talks about this have been of value. I know I'm harsh. I know I'm hardcore about stuff. That's just my style. I grew up rough, and it's who I am. There's a difference in intensity and being like mean about shit, but there's also living in denial and being positive. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference there. And I've got a great balance in my life that helps me a lot. And maybe some of you can relate to that. But I know some people who can't relate to it. Like I got an email from Spotify. I'm not going to bash Spotify, but I got an email saying, check out your rap. Like WRAP, rap, like gift rap. I was like, what the hell is this shit? I click on it. I said, see what your audience insights are. And I was like, great, here we go. Fuck it, let's take a look. You know, I figured it'd be like one person or something. And I click on it, and I look at it, and it's just like, you know, week after week, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. And I was like, I'll take that. That's okay. Hell, fuck. I mean, it's not like I'm not The Rock or whatever. Like, everybody's talking about politics and offended and genders and shit, and here I am talking about, like, decent shit. You know what I mean? But so I expected it. And then it, like, apparently somebody listened to it at some point, and it said, here's what else your audience is listening to. The Wu-Tang Clan, Kanye West. And I was like, well, I'm glad I went through all that fucking trouble to put my show on Spotify. If I had known that, I probably would have spared myself all that effort, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. It's easy to do. I know that now, but I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I put it over there, and those are some great results. But, oh well, you know, you learn more and more every day. It's not really the hot, trendy topic to be real about stuff and to be committed and to have high standards and to push. And I'm not bashing people, but it's just the truth. The internet is trash's platform. They're the stars of the show on this damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And, oh well, you know, I did it thinking if I could help one person, that'd be great. And we'll keep going. But I could have spared myself all that energy, you know, if people don't care, you know. But anyhow, you all have a wonderful day. I'm going to pop off here, get back to work. I hope you found this helpful. Share with your friends, not necessarily the podcast, but go talk to people. If you hear somebody saying things and you remember what I said, you're like, you know, it's okay to have high expectations. Somebody decided to not go in that restaurant and eat because a Trump supporter walked in there without a mask. It's okay to have high expectations. Like, that could have been the nicest person ever. Maybe to them, it's just a hat. But to you, you've got this emotional link there. And you could have made a new friend, you know? Life's pretty incredible. You'll be surprised, man. It's okay, I'm telling you. But y'all enjoy it. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening.